SBC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Samba da minha terra, deixa gente mole, quando se canta todo mundo vole. And boy, are we dancing in Rio de Janeiro for SBC Summit Rio 2024. Can't believe it's finally happening. I'm Fernando Knott, your host for today's iGaming Daily Podcast episode. And I'm joined by SBC Noticias Brazil journalist Isadora Marcanchi. Isa, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm very happy and excited to be here. I'm really looking forward to everything that's going to happen on this SBC Summit Rio first edition. How are you, Fer?
Oh, I couldn't be better. As of this recording, we are just starting the day one of SBC Summit Rio. So everything started to like get moving, and it's really looking great. And we are also joined by SBC Noticias editor, Lucia Gando. Lu, how are you?
Hi, Fer. Hi, Isa. I'm super happy to be here. Rio is right now my favorite event. It's only 2 hours since it started, I think. So looking forward to everything that SBC is planning for all of us here.
Yeah, and I can't believe the venue. I mean, being in Rio de Janeiro is really a dream come true. First thing I did after landing on Sunday night was going down to the beach, having dinner with Isa, with Lu Mourinho, our good friend from SBC. Lu Gando, unfortunately, you had to miss that one, but we did have some fun later on. You arrived on one day later, right, Lu, on Monday?
Yeah, Monday morning, and the first thing I did was to go drink some coconut water.
Yeah, I think Lu Gando might have a coconut water problem, but we'll work on this. Isa, when did you arrive first?
I arrived on Sunday night at like around 8. So I just got here, and thankfully you were waiting for me so we could have dinner because I was starving. We had a very good dinner, actually. It was really good by the sea.
Is this the first time you're in Rio?
No, that's my second time. But I couldn't sleep much when I first came here because I came last year. To prepare, like to start the preparation for this event. So I couldn't see much of Rio, but this time, yeah, we managed like to go to Copacabana, which was really nice. We had lunch by the beach as well. So yeah, like I love Rio. It's my second time and I fell in love with it since the first time I came.
And Lu Gando, of course, as well as a coconut water fan, you are a very big Brazil fan. How are you feeling being in Brazil for an SBC event?
Oh, I'm super excited. As I mentioned, I don't want to sound like a traitor of the Miami event, but Rio is amazing. It's a great city, and I think it really captures the essence of Latin America culture. So I think everyone is super excited to be here and be sharing this experience. So I am.
Okay, don't let the city of Miami hear this, but yeah, this is going great so far. It's a lovely event. And before we jump in what we have been through already, let's talk about our sponsor for the iGaming Daily Podcast, which is Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. 56% of the EGR power 50 personalized player experiences with Optimove. And as a special offer, Optimove are offering new clients the first 3 months when they buy Optimove. So for more information and claim the free month, go to optimove.com/SBC, but we will also leave links in the podcast episode description so you can find it easily. So thank you, Optimove, for sponsoring the iGaming Daily Podcast. And right now, I can't wait to discuss what we just heard. I mean, I want to jump headfirst into the gym, like right now. I want to take my shirt off, take my jacket off, and jump headfirst, headbutt the barbell or something, a dumbbell. Give me some weights, because Sergio Roberto just gave the inaugural keynote for SBC Summit Rio, and I mean, it was amazing. It was so inspirational. Of course, he spoke from his side as from his athlete side, but he also like took it to the business segment, to how you can lead a company. But yeah, I feel like it was so inspirational, the speech from a guy that was so long in the elite of professional football, who played 2 World Cups, who played in teams like Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, He's a legend, and having him here in SBC Summit Rio was amazing. Isa, what did you think of the keynote?
Oh, first of all, I must say that I agree with you when you said that he's a legend. He definitely is. His mentality, the way he faces challenges and the way he sees things and the way actually he pursued his career and he continues to do that even now that he doesn't play anymore football is really inspirational. To be honest, it was a bit emotional for me because I have a personal story that reminds me of everything that he just said on stage. So it was really good. It's not something that, I'm going to be honest, it's not something that we never heard about, but the way he tells you the story, his storytelling, his career as well, because it's not just any person talking about a high performance, it's Zé Roberto. So when you look at him, you see that he definitely is a high performance athlete, a high performance person, a high performance professional. So it was just seriously I'm mind blown. It was a mind blowing session. He is very good as well as a speaker. The way he speaks and the way he walks on the stage and in the room as well, touching people and looking people in the eye. It was awesome. Seriously, it was great.
And Lou, you're not a football fan. And of course, you're not a Brazilian, so maybe Zé Roberto wasn't the big name you were expecting, or you weren't really familiarized with him. But what did he make you feel like? How did you feel during this keynote, this so inspirational keynote?
Well, as you said, I feel like training right now for the first time in my life. So that's a lot to say. No, just kidding. But yes, he's a great speaker. It was impossible not to engage with what was he saying. And also, I have to mention, I forgot to wear my headset, that we have a lot of headsets for translation. And I understood everything he said. He's a very good speaker, for real. He knows how to make you feel like you're living the story he's telling, and it's a legend. So it was super inspirational to hear him, and yeah, I feel touched by the way he. It's not only about business or athletes, but also as a human being level. What he was saying, so it was super good to be part of it.
Yeah, it was really inspirational. Like I said, not only did he make me want to go into the gym, get a barbell, get some weights, run some laps, or go to the park and do something, jump up and down, I don't care, but also he took it to the business side. So right now I feel like calling everyone. I have to call everyone. I have to call operators, suppliers, everyone. Get my agenda packed, you know. I'm sure Andy McCarron, my boss, is very happy to hear this. Andy, shout out to you. Before this is not the first thing that happened in the event. It's the first thing, the first big thing happening today on Wednesday. But yesterday, on Tuesday, we had the pre-reach party. It was at Ilia Itanyanga, was it? And it was great. Lots of people there, despite of the rain. It was pouring yesterday, but there were a lot of people gathering to do some networking, get some drinks, and of course do the pre-reach that saved them the big lines that we are seeing today on day one for SBC Summit Rio. Isa, what did you think about the party?
It was awesome. First, Ilha Itanyanga is beautiful. I bet it's even more beautiful during the day because you can see the water and all the green that they have there. But the place is beautiful. We saw so many happy faces there. People were really happy, even though, like Fair said, it was raining. It wasn't super heavy rain, but it didn't change plans, didn't make people complain about the rain or leave the party earlier. They were just there having fun. It was really nice. We got some compliments as well from Tisa's team. So it was just really nice to see that, people recognizing your job and keeping up to date with SBC and everything that we do. So, and of course, really excited about the party and about the events. They couldn't just stop, I can't believe you're doing an event in Rio. So it's just, it was really nice and beautiful. It was lovely.
And earlier, before the pre-rage party, we all got to go to a very special activity, a networking activity organized by our good friends of Better Collective and Football Sites. Got to meet a lot of people there. Lou, what did you think of this experience?
Oh, it was a great way to start getting in touch with Rio and Brazilian culture. Better Collective really planned a great activity. There was some kayak activity, and we also danced, not me, but let's say we all danced.
But you got a massage though.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because they thought of everything, to be relaxed and to be connected with the best people around here. And also, well, we dance a little samba, the Brazilian mystical dance and music. It was great. And also, I have to mention, this event is super crowded, which may not sound very good, but for Brazilian, is the best thing that they can have, a crowded place. So shout out for Rio for this.
Yeah, it's amazing to be next to each other, to get to talk face-to-face with the people you get. You are emailing all year long, you interview people, you read people's names on different press releases or articles in SBC Noticias and SBC Noticias Brazil, of course. And getting to see their faces in person is really great. And before we get to what's next for SBC Summit Rio 2024, let's go to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
SBC Leaders connects the gambling industry's top-tier operators and associations to share the best ideas, collaborate on solving the biggest issues, and push innovation throughout the betting and gaming industry. If you're an operator and want to join the discussion, visit sbcleaders.com for more information.
And we're back in SBC Summit Rio 2024 and the iGaming Daily Podcast, sponsored by Optimove. And today is going to be a very busy day. We already said it started with Sir Roberto giving us such an inspirational speech, such an inspirational keynote. The room was packed. I mean, the floor is packed, but the room was super, super crowded. And everyone was listening to Sir Roberto speak. And like Issa said, it was really touching because he was like, he knew how to get to everyone in the room, and that was great, and a great way to start a day that will be filled with a lot of activities. For example, in just a few minutes from this recording, at noon, we'll have the SBC Reseña FC, which is a gathering for professional sports clubs at the venue, and we are going to do a live recording with our director of sponsorship, George Harborn, myself, and Arnaldo Garcia from Coritiba. So that's a great look for today to get things going. And what are your plans for today, Isa?
Well, in a few minutes, we will receive here the governor of Rio, which will be awesome. He'll be able to deliver a short speech about the state of Rio and everything that's happening about on sports betting regulations in the state, especially the lottery case. So that would be very nice to have him here. It's a very good addition to our agenda, I would say. We also have so many interesting keynotes happening today and sessions. And of course, I'm going to promote myself here. And I'm going to say that today at 5:20, we'll have a keynote called, a session called Chat-Based Tools, how to create deeper connections. And we'll talk about how to create deeper connections with operators and suppliers and whatever your company is with customers. And I'll be with Carlos Sanchez from Tipster Chat and Beatriz Melgos from InPlay Vet, which will be very nice. So I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll have very interesting sessions today.
Yeah, we do. I'll be sure to be at yours to laugh every time you make a mistake, okay? That's great. And Lou, today we have also the party, but what are your plans for today?
Well, my plans for today were, first of all, is going to see Isa's panel to cheer her up. Well, I have a lot of meetings with my colleague Brandon of SBC, who's in charge of media sales. So yes, first of all, that I would like to be present at some really interesting conferences we have, but I'm not sure I have enough time. But yes, I will try to participate in some of those. And I'm also doing some interviews for SPC Noticias. They will be published after the event. So looking forward to that.
Make sure you stay tuned to SPC Noticias. Well, tune. It's not tuned, probably. Probably is not the word, but keep up with SPC Noticias. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on social media. Just type SPC Noticias and you will find it. And of course, also SPC Noticias Brazil for all the Brazilian coverage, of course, in charge of Isadora Marcanchi and Elisa Marcanchi. And like I said, today we have the party at the Museu do Amanhã. Is that correct?
Yes, that was a perfect pronunciation, Fer.
I appreciate it. Everything I do is perfect, I think. But today we have the party, like I said, from 8 to 1 will be at the Museu do Amanhã. And there's also a C-level dinner party that's invitation only. But if you're lucky enough, you'll have yours by now. And I'm sure everybody will have a great time ahead of what's the closing event of day one or is it day two? I'm not sure. I always feel like day one is the day that the expo opens, yeah. You know, but we actually had the reg party yesterday, so I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I don't think we call like day one, two, and three. I think we just call like registration day one and day two, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Today is day one.
It was just a pre-day one, you know, we had yesterday.
Perfect. Then to close day one, we'll have the party. So I hope to see you all there. And that will be it for today with a great event coming up and a great day and 2 days actually ahead of us. This has been the iGaming Daily Podcast. Thanks, Anaya McDonald, for producing. And to all our listeners out there, I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily Podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders Magazine. Happy reading.